side of life just enough. You couldn't fight it with your strongest might. Lay down, nigga, eyes visualize bad perception. Major interference to your upper body section. I travel like a two-two bullet. Throughout your body, rep to the fullest. Queensbridge representing, presenting. The hollow tip rule, loose lips, sing sips, talk shit, I follow through. Once the kite is sent, I might get bent, but still planted. No second thoughts, cause my conscience is demanding for the bloodshed. I leave that mug red, I'm like cancer, can't catch because I done spread. Thought now I'm dead, enough said, from the scene I fled with the paranoid thoughts running around my head. It's like that, project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you say, I'll be right back with the gat and temper. And your motherfucking error, you shorty set you up. You better deader, hunger for the cheddar, big bands are better. Armor red is sour, alcohol assumption. Why you running, we thumping? Due to the fact the infamous is bumping. Ice grill, sunny front, it's like that. What? Project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you say, I'll be right back. It's like that. Whoa. Project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you say, I'll be right back. It's like that. Whoa. Project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you say, I'll be right back. It's like that. Whoa. Niggas strike back and soon. What the fuck you say? I'll be right back. To the fact that, here, take that, right back at you. I'm going at you, already ran through. Wasn't hard to capture. What is it that you going after? My 45th will make your clothes damper. Put it in the hamper. The fabulous, infamous, move is stainless. Crimes heinous. To all my niggas, soldier bangers, live in action. If you adapt and relax, then the fuck you said? I'll be right back with Maxton. Blasting, tearing up your feel of fashion. Give him what he asking. Feel you in on what happened. Back at the cabin, be at the round table planning. Spread team across the planet, expand shit, slap a nigga open-handedly style, something foul, for trying to slow down my cash pile 100 miles, I can recall the days, juvenile crime pace, 14 years old, shorty from round way, brick ass cold, still pumping night to day, but why did my life had to be this way, I rock the lawsuit, flavors like mixed fruit, my loot get recouped, razors in my suit, in case they try to shoot me to the alley, I'm known for start wailing, back in New York, my soldiers got the cash piled in, peep this, throwing blows on some nose to teeth shit. So much drama, who the fuck knows we got beef with? Lift you up off your feet like ski lift. Pull back the big fill for niggas who rip, niggas you whip. Then I'm on the next flight, getting bent in the clouds. On my way down south for international crowds. Hey yo, it's like that. War, project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you said, I'll be right back, it's like that. War, project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you said, I'll be right back, it's like that. War, project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you said, I'll be right back, it's like that. War, project niggas strike back, it's on. What the fuck you said, I'll be.
Hello, hello.
I'm just not sure what to do.
Lucifer. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, taking to you live here in Brooklyn, Bushwick. Aloha, aloha, aloha. My name is Remick Benice. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers once again on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yes, home, freeform radio. Yeah, we back at it. So I'm in the studio today. I've got a friend of mine. We're going to be talking some stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Let's see. Can you hear me? Can you test? Can you? Let's see. Can you caw again? Hold on.
Oh, there.
Oh, there goes that caw. Boom. That's Blythe Dia on the caw and two. Hello, caw. Hello, caw. How are you?
I'm fine. Caw. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. You don't have to caw that much, all right? your caw like hit the other side of Bushwick and people are like, hey, tone it down, all right?
Oh, so you want me to get Harlem and just clap? Is that?
You could do that.
Okay.
Like, if you're angry and you know it, scream and clap. If you're angry and you know it, scream and clap.
There you go.
So Harlem with it. I told you, extra cheese on my chopped cheese. No, I'm just saying, this is the sadness that we come to. Anyway, it is the 28th, which means, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a school teacher in the public schools of New York, today was your last day of teaching because it's over. It's over. Since what? I guess 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Shout out to Monique Holmes.
Oh, shout out to Monique Holmes. Oh, boom. Monique Holmes teaching the youth and letting them lead the way. There you go. But now she's going to be in these streets.
For the summertime.
Oh, get it, girl. Get it.
You know what they say about teachers in the summertime.
Oh, shit, son. What is it? Do it. Do it. Do it to be satisfied. Whatever it is. Come on. Do it. Do it to be satisfied.
Chica, chica, chica.
All right. Anyway, so shout out to all the teachers. Shout out to all the kids who did well, matriculated. And shout out to all the kids who didn't do well and didn't matriculate but still going to summer school, because your ass needs to be in school, not in these streets. All right? Yeah, I know you can be president, but you could be a moron president too. Look what happened. Look what happened. Anyway, but let's get back on a happier note. So shout out to the broken education system was what I'm trying to say. Anyway, any thoughts?
Maybe the administration cut summer schools.
Thank you, thank you. No, stop. Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Thank you for your thoughts. Your words of inspiration have lifted me up. Yes. Anyway, tonight in the city of Brooklyn, it's the borough, but you know, it is a city, whatever.
Brooklyn's a city within itself.
It's a city and a borough and a state of mind, you know what I mean? This is Brooklyn, for real, for real. Anyway, tonight, it's going to be 80 degrees. And it feels like 83, but that's okay. You don't need no jacket. You don't need a sweater. You should wear a pair of pants, because we're not filthy like that in these streets, all right?
I'm not wearing pants.
You know what? Stop. Please stop. You're wearing a dress. It's a really nice dress. Is it a summer dress? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're flowy. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so summer dresses, flowiness and all that stuff. Please wear something. And if you're going to wear a shirt, please wear some pants. You're not fucking Winnie the Pooh. All right? If you're not Winnie the Pooh, you need to be wearing some pants.
Unless you're
Donald Duck, Winnie the Pooh, Daniel Tiger, like all these. Hey.
Who else?
Unless you're an animated character out in these streets. Like, and I do mean an actual animated character, not a person who has a whole lot of character and is just zany. No, animated character. You know what I'm saying? Your mother and father was a pen or a colored pencil. That's right. I said colored because it's allowed. Well, you're allowed to be
a black pencil.
Whoa. All black pencils matter. Stop that. All right. Anyway. So once again, 80 degrees. Feels like 83. With the wind coming out of the west at 5 miles per hour with a humidity of 33 degrees. Whatever. Anyway, enough with all that weather talk. What are we going to talk about today? I don't know. Migos!
Woo! What's the sound they make?
What? Migos?
Yeah, they make like a... something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something mumbly.
it's under the mumble so much that I didn't even know they were making a sound. You know what I'm saying? Like...
I think they make bird sounds. At least I can
distinctly understand what French Montana is doing, because it goes with that, you know, which is different from like Lil Jon's. We're like, you know what I'm saying? It was a different are two different things. You know what I'm saying? Because you can like break down like, you know, the tonal semantics of it all. With Migos, I don't know what these motherfuckers are saying at all.
But do you have to? Because those beats are so high.
The beats are high, but they're not making the beats. They're just talking over them. Like, I mean, and guess what? If that's what you do in Atlanta, I guess so. If this is what happens, because of like, you know, the spread of the Waffle House. If this is Waffle House culture, they can keep that.
This is what happens when summer schools are closed.
Mm.
Bring it back.
Okay, well, shout out to all those summer schools. Huh? Like, stay your ass in school. Learn something. You are not going to be the hottest rapper. You're going to be a really good bus driver with a decent 401k, and you might open up a rib shack or something like that. That's something to look up to.
That's actually That could be goals.
That's good goals. That's good. That's quality goals. You could be somebody. You could be somebody, all right? I'm talking to you, Dayton, huh? That's right, Dayton. Ooh. Dayton, that's a name I saw.
Somebody, okay.
Some little kid's name is Dayton.
Dayton.
Not Daytona. Dayton.
Yeah, that's right. Dayton.
Yeah, I was like...
It's young Dayton.
Young Dayton.
He's Dayton now, but Dayton. If you stay in school, you can be... No, you're Dayton now, but if you stay in school, you can be Dayton.
Dayton? Does that... So he's going to be Dayton? Does that really... Like, that's... like now he's like a male stripper or something like that? You just turned a seven-year-old boy into a male stripper. Like, applaud yourself.
Dayton is like the nice way of saying Dayton.
No, Dayton is...
That's like Jerome and Jerome.
Dayton is the name of the male escort that you get when you're in D.C. because you need to go to, like, you know, the president's ball. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, he's like, he's a 6'2 Negro and everything like that with strong back muscles.
Dayton.
Dayton. Yeah.
Something the third.
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway... But Migos, you know how they say, like, there's certain things in your life you should miss? Like, clearly the Migos should just not gone to, like, BET Awards all weekend long.
Their performance was hot. They got to do like four whole songs.
Yeah, and that's fine and everything, but you know, somewhere between like the whole Joe Budden incident, which we'll kind of get into,
yeah.
And then leaving the building and then running into Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
in the parking lot.
Over Carucci.
Yeah.
You have to update me on that beef. I just saw some of the show. I didn't catch all the.
Because I mean, I'm not up and up on all the light skinned Negro, you know, whatchamadoos and everything like that. But from what I know is like apparently Quavo, who is pretty much everybody knows Quavo is the most talented member of Migos. That's right, we said it anyway. So
well, which one is dating Cardi B? I thought that was Quavo.
I thought Quavo was dating Cardi B.
I think he's still dating her.
Well, okay, so I don't know. So Tango,
but he might have said he liked Carucci.
Well, yeah. But anyway, he was dude in the middle. Quavo, dating Cardi B, Tango, Offset.
Offset might be dating Cardi B.
Offset, that's right. There you go. You need to get your Migos in order. All right.
These words.
All right. So Tango was so Tango off to the side. Offset, Cardi B. And Quavo's is with Carucci. There was an issue where they were leaving the building, they were done, you know what I'm saying? And then, lo and behold, like Chris Brown and all his people were downstairs in the the parking lot, you know, just being Negroes. I thought they were gonna.
Chris Brown just hangs out in the parking lot, even at award shows.
This is what he does.
Make that clear.
Of course he does. What do you think he's? Oh, he practices all those dance steps and everything like that. They were having dance practice,
okay.
And lo and behold, like everybody was breaking into the dance practice by trying to like you know take their cars and go home and everything. And Chris is like, oh. I seen that motherfucker. And then boom, it was about to be a dance off. And everybody was like, nah, son, like not with all these guns. And then boom, they're like, you just had like everybody's offensive linemen bumping into each other. That's what I call their crew and everything. Everybody's just bumping into each other. They're like, nobody mess with the money. Nobody mess with the money. So at no point did Quavo and Chris Brown ever come to like, you know, no blows.
They just kind of had like a staring, like a Michael Jackson bad video.
Right.
Okay.
That was it. It was at no point it was like because from all the videos that were uploaded and shout out to all of Black Twitter and all of the all these ratchet people out there. I want to applaud you for being you know number one on the gun. You know what I'm saying? That's right. You know, yeah, not the real gun, the camera, the true gun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just pulling it out and getting all that footage because I was doing meticulous work looking over and over to see like was there anything thrown because I'm like
never
no because in my opinion you know the part like. The fight don't start until I see a Heineken bottle gets thrown.
Or the fight don't start till Peter Thomas from Real Housewives of Atlanta is involved.
Oh, well, you know. Like, whatever.
Old like, man Peter Thomas.
Look, man.
Throws them bows.
Look. There's a couple things I do not mess with. I don't mess with, like, old man strength. Because that dude's got, he probably got old man strength. And plus, he's Jamaican, too.
Yeah, he's Jamaican.
Yeah, he was like, because he was the first one to pull out that box cutter real quick. He was like, oh, yeah, let him get close.
Come test me, son. What?
Walk and live. Talk and bumble clap.
Why?
Meow. Why? Meow. Test me now. Meow. They're like, I don't know. It's like, jeez. It was like a scene from Belly up in there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was just sitting around in the radio station like, well, we're just going to have a wholesome show today and give out these tickets. Ain't that right, Peter? I mean, I know about tickets. Me see it as buy in my walking ear. I'm like, anyway. Oh, we got a call. Hold on. Jeez, I usually don't get calls this early, but
whatever. Must be my fans.
You ain't got no fans. Like, the only fan you got is the one that's on in here that you can hear in the background. Anyway. Hello? You're live on air.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes,
can you hear that?
Stalker, habitual caller.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, long time listener, long time caller, Voodoo. Yes, what's
Hey, Voodoo.
How are you doing, Voodoo?
Hey. Oh, excuse me, I just woke up.
Oh, you sound like it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you go gargle or something like that before you get on the phone? How about that? How about, you know what? Never mind.
Nah.
No.
Not that serious.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, man, what's up with you, man? How you doing?
I'm hanging, brother. I'm hanging in there, man. I can't complain.
Good.
Here's one. Call up about this, what's beef, this ridiculous excuse for beef we have nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Over at the BET Awards. Very sad. Very shameful.
I was like, come on, B. Like, first of all, you know, we haven't even talked about the, you know what? In fact, since you're on the phone, I need you to chime in on this a little bit later about the beef. But, yeah. Like, these dudes, they came to the party, you know what I'm saying? They hit the red carpet,
doing the interviews and everything, Joe Budden goes off on his Joe Buddenness. I guess he gets into his feelings, you know. But at the same time, I feel Joe Budden on the other side of it. Like, why are these – look, if y'all, like, I don't know, on lean or just don't want to be here, then why did you even bother sitting down? Keep it moving. It's okay. Yeah. We don't have to see you right
Apparently,
now.
Apparently, they're infamous for having awful interviews. That's like they just never have good interviews.
Yeah.
Because they always say something that might offend, you know, and now everyone has to be so PC. First of all, if they can get out an articulate sentence, it usually comes off being somewhat offensive.
If you can actually understand the word, you might be offended.
Right. Because if they say something, it's like, oh yeah, you know, whatever, and then they'll say some derogative word about gays or something like that, or some derogative something about some woman. And I'm like, all right, I guess we ain't gonna say nothing though. I'm like, no, there's other words out there. You need to explore the vocabulary.
Don't say a freaking word.
I'm gonna stay in my mumbleness.
And they sit down and interview just so we could see their lovely blouses.
Oh, and which is where I wanted to talk to you about. Now,
very nice blouses.
Game blouses indeed. Because those dudes, when they were like, I really wasn't understanding the blouses until they all got up, like the three amigos and everything like that. And then, you know, they start dusting themselves off, looking like they were about to do a slap box on Joe Budden. And I was like, man, how are all three of y'all wearing the same polyester blouses? Like, seriously, is that like, did y'all all go to Rainbow? Did y'all all shop at Rainbow before this?
What's even better, and, you know, people don't know me, and this is why Remy asked me, because I tend to get dressed, you know.
No, you got some flair, you got some style. And that's why I appreciate your...
I wear some extravagant shit sometimes. But
extravagant.
Yeah, it is.
My appreciation was for the fact that nobody's shirt came out their pants. So they either got like the little old school little clips that you clip to your ankle, like grandpa used to have.
Yes.
I think they was rocking those. So like suspenders. So I guess it's kind of weird that I noticed that. It's like, whoa, nobody's shirt came from that.
Because I was like, yo.
That was pretty, very observant. I liked how he was uncuffing unbuttoning his non-button-having blouse.
Yeah, yo.
Did they have...
It was very weird.
With blouses like that, do you wear cufflinks? I don't know the male blouse.
Do you even wear cufflinks with blouses? Do they even come with holes for cufflinks?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't understand. Because they really look like... they were set to like start like a 70s extravaganza on stage with the way they were dressed. And I was like, and don't get me wrong. No, I mean, just like, because if you're in polyester like that, like, I swear to God, like, you know, a Parliament Funkadelic better be behind you, or Earth, Wind & Fire better be singing with you.
I'm sure they had on silk, Gucci silk.
That was silk?
The funny thing is,
their entourage had
similar
outfits.
Yes, because the dude, like, if you ever watch the video, the dude who jumps in, he's wearing like a little bubblish blue with white, and he's like, "Come on now, what are you gonna do that for?" And you know he's from the south, because he doesn't say four. He's like, "What are you gonna do that for?" And I'm like, "All right, then there we go." And that's how the South was won.
You can rank his entourage in the terms of importance by how colorful their blouses.
Oh, absolutely.
And how many chokers they're wearing?
Absolutely.
So that dude was like. Like maybe like a second tier general. He had like two chokers, and he had maybe two colors on his blouse.
He was a 3-star lieutenant.
And then it like descends from there. Like the bigger dudes, bouncers, they only had like silk tight shirts.
He's the dude in charge of getting the booth when they go to Waffle House afterwards.
You know what?
That's right. The dude.
It's blouses. I'm looking at the photos. Blouses. It's ornate belts,
chains. I'm telling you,
so much.
They are immaculately dressed. Like,
they said, "Fuck the take one thing off before you leave the house" rule. They put like six things off.
They got like super Mr. Teak starter kit down and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Brooches, everything.
They really are bringing that layering effect they have on the super on point.
I'm not mad at the layering because I've seen good you have good layering. Well, when you dress, you should see Voodoo. This dude.
Voodoo, what are you wearing?
No, this dude. No.
Right now.
Oh. hold on, hold on. That's butt sweat and beers after dark. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. But
taking yeah, a turn.
But when he's like, but when Voodoo's on point, I'm like, I walk. I remember one time went out to what's that place called? The thing Franklin Park. Ooh, this dude, like he had, so he had a, he had this like this denim shirt, and then he had these like I would say like those wooden he's got these this like wooden necklace with another wooden necklace, and he's got another necklace on top of it, and he's got about four rings on both pair of hands. He had a small like bag like a valise and everything like that, but it was cool. It was manly, and then he had a hat.
Man purse. Those are right now. Those man purse.
He had a man but it was a cool valise with a hat, and it had a super duper like pimp ass feather, and I was like, you know what? I'll stand. Yeah, I'll be your bodyguard for tonight. We're good with this.
You needed a shirt then.
Yeah, I probably should have had, you know, a fancy Versace silk shirt and everything with at least three chains.
Is Voodoo a Haitian brethren of yours?
Voodoo's not Haitian. Tell
I just thought his name was Voodoo, and he dresses
flamboyant. Why would anybody be what they?
Why you always doing this? This is wrong, my friend. You tell yourself this in your head. This is bad in your head,
Voodoo,
okay, my friend?
Voodoo is an Asian advocate.
He's advocate. He's white. He is white next on me on my left. He's white left of me.
Oh, you Dominican?
He's, no, not that left. No.
Not on that.
No.
Not on that side either.
Ips, don't pui.
You got to take a photo. Yeah. I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh.
He's Rican. There you go. Yeah. Don't you start no Dominican Puerto Rican wars on my radio show.
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? Jeez. God.
She sounded disappointed.
No, I wanted you to be West Indian so bad.
But I am West Indian, my dear.
There we go.
You're American. Puerto Ricans are American.
Now she's starting wars.
Now we get it. Now we go. This on the list of topics? I didn't see this on the list.
I don't know what
the
topic is.
This is not on the list of topics. This is just plain old beef.
War is number four.
There you go. This is
topic number four. War.
You know what this is? This is her walking off the stage, and this is you standing up and dusting yourself off, showing your fancy shirt, and you're about to attack. Exactly. Because this is Wong, my friend. Okay. This is Wong. Yo, but they were immaculate.
All right, yo. I'll probably call back another 2, 3, 4 more times. All right.
Cool.
And tell your friends to call, too.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
All right. Later.
But, shout out to Voodoo. Yeah, but so immaculately dressed, period. Like it was almost like a period piece because all I kept thinking about like, you know, 80s drug dealers on Miami Vice.
Yeah,
you know, that's all I kept thinking. Like, why are they all dressed the same? And then because the dude, one of their mans in them just jumps into the frame, and I was like, when did this nigga come through? And he was dressed up in like a blue and white setup and with some Versace frames, and I was like, okay, clearly everybody went to the mall that morning.
They all went to the mall. They got the floral pattern. How do you feel about the floral pattern on men?
You know what? I'm going to sit on to the side. Because the thing is, I am not a stylist. I like to think myself as fashion forward to a point, you know? But at another point, I'm like, you know what?
You're not going to jump off the cliff.
No. I'll put it like this. You know, let's say I was invited to a wedding. And everybody's wearing like a fancy suit. I would go out there and get like a really nice what's the name? What do you call those things? What the Africans wear and everything like
dashiki.
That. I'd get a fancy dashiki with the dashiki pants and everything
like that.
I would do that, and everybody would be like, "Oh, you know what? That is fat.
King Kunta.
Yeah, it's formal and at the same time comfortable." You know
and
saying?
You could be colorful because dashikis are often colorful.
And quite colorful. See, and I'm like, and that's fashion. I like to think of that as fashion forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm formal. At the same time, you know, I'm unique and I stand out on somebody else's wedding day. Applaud me. You know, but those dudes.
Take that, bride.
Yeah, but those dudes, I was like, yo, who the hell is styling these dudes? And why? Like, why are they still on the payroll? Like, why are they still?
Because they just like it because of the name and how much it costs. You could probably sell these dudes this soundproof blanket behind you and tell you Versace made it. Tell them Versace made it.
Soundproof blanket made by Versace.
They will rock it with pride.
It's like only one out of 20 in the world. $600,000.
Thank you.
Come get it. Only here at Butt, Sweat, and Beard. Soundproof blanket. Come on through. get a piece of it. Oh my God. Anyway, well, I'm gonna play a little music. Take a little
Migos,
break.
Perhaps.
Oh God, do we have to? I was gonna throw in French Montana's Unforgettable.
Only if it's a new one. Yeah, I like that one.
You like that one?
That's the only French Montana song.
I like the video because I saw the video and I was like, oh my God. And then, yeah, that kid, Swae Lee, yeah. I don't know when he's...
You know
he's,
what? Ray Sherman, they are very talented. They've been talented from day one.
They're talented, but I'm like, this kid, Swae Lee, yeah, I can see him leaving, getting his own album and everything like that.
Because what does the other one do?
I mean, he's just...
But I thought they just worked together. I don't want to see them break up. I don't think
they're going to break up. I'm just saying, like, you know, because...
He already has a name. We don't know the other one's name.
Exactly. Because he was on, what's the name? DJ Khaled's little get-together with Justin Bieber there.
Oh, that trash.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't feel that track, but I was like, I'm not a white girl who's the age of 12, so clearly I'm not necessarily the market for it. You know what I'm saying? So they're not speaking to me, but clearly that record, in addition to Despacito, you know what I'm saying? The new Macarena, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is. But everybody seems to love it. Whatever. But this kid, Swae Lee, I was like, this guy?
He's talented.
Yeah, he's talented. He's got that falsetto and everything like that. I'm like, I can see him.
I think they do their own beats, Ray Sherman, if I'm
Yeah, they do. Because, I mean, they did some stuff with Beyonce. And I was like, then there you go.
Some good kids.
Like, they're going to be all right. But anyway, if you're listening to us, keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn for Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Boom, we'll take you. We're taking you into French Montana's Unforgettable. So, good times. Anyway, we'll be back.
Too much for you.
Yo, we back on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm gonna jump on Facebook Live for about, I don't know, 10 seconds and maybe 10 minutes and 30 seconds, if the law will allow me. So there you go. Because maybe I could do that. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, just talking about, we're live at Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm talking to Blythe Dia. Blythe, how are you feeling today?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. At Radio Free Brooklyn.
thank you. Thank you. So naturally. It's like, look at you. I was reading up on the Philando Castile situation, especially with like all the videos that were just released.
Yes, after the fact.
After the fact, and I would put something out about it on Facebook, but I was like, you know what? I think I don't want to repeat myself when somebody else says it so eloquently, because I was watching Trevor Noah's stance on it, and I was like, Trevor Noah kind of hit it on the head. Like, if you are a juror and you saw that body cam footage, in addition to you saw the footage of his fiance, afterwards, where she had the state of mind to actually, you know what I'm saying, like, remain calm in the midst of like that madness.
After seeing someone shot in the front seat of the car 7 times.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and people want to call us weak.
It's just weird. It's just like, I was so thrown by it. I was so thrown by it because my thing is, I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, when I see that, so when I see the body cam footage, I said, I do not know what juror in their right mind could ever come up with the statement of like, you know what? Like, he feared for his life. Because at no point did I see a gun in Philando Castile's hand. Two, like, you can clearly hear him state his case. You know what I'm saying? Three, like, the only person who was the aggressor on any of the footage was the cop.
Was the cop.
And the thing
what's
is...
What's his name? Shout his...
I don't give a damn about that cop's name. I don't care. Like, I really don't care about his name. Here's what bothers me the most. I'm like... If the jury of your peers,
two black jurors were on that panel.
Yeah. Right? I know that. I know that. And I was like, it is what it is. But if a jury of your peers cannot go out and necessarily, you know, see or give you or even like if a jury of your peers is supposed to like one give you benefit of the doubt while weighing, you know, saying the law in their hands, if they can't necessarily take that within their grasp of seeing what's going on, and two. Like saying to themselves, like, wait a second, like, I'm watching this. This makes sense. Like, whatever he told, whatever he's saying does not make sense. Because the thing is, like, because if you flip this around and Philando Castile does that to the cop, Philando Castile goes to jail. Everybody's talking about this cop. And then we're putting memorial funds everywhere. And we're doing like 101 memorial funds for this one cop, you know?
Well, does anyone, I mean, I know I'm queen conspiracy theorist. Does anyone think maybe sometimes the juror... Because at this point, I can't wrap my head around sane people seeing things like that and then going for a not guilty verdict. So I wonder if they're being strong-armed some way, because we know the cops are, you know... Shout out to the quote-unquote good cops, but I'm shaky about saying that phrase. But we know they're sometimes a gang in blue. So I wonder if they harass certain jurors.
I'm going to assume everything's on the up and up. If it isn't, it is
not on the up and up.
Like, however, I'm just saying, you can't tell me, like, because unless everybody's got cataracts and glaucoma on that jury, you cannot tell me you watched that video. You know what I'm saying? The body cam video of the cops. You cannot tell me, like, from what you saw, from just evidence alone, even a six-year-old can tell you what they saw on just that body cam video.
The little seven-year-old in the car.
A seven-year-old in the car. Like, if she had to testify, could tell you exactly what she saw. And the thing is, it's mind-boggling. Because the thing is, it throws two things, like it's like what Trevor Noah said on Comedy Central. It's like it throws two things out there. If we cannot even get, you know, a jury of our peers to actually see, like, what the hell's going on? We as black people, man. I mean, I'm talking about we went through, like, King, redlining, you know what I'm saying, Jim Crow. And now, you know what I'm saying, now it's almost to a point where it's transparent. It's obvious on video, but it's transparent because things is like, well, what are you telling me? Am I going crazy or you just don't want to see this? Because the thing is, for you to keep up the archetype of like, well, the cops are here to protect us. I'm like, who is us?
They've never been here to protect us. Because I'm like, because
the cops are here to protect us. Well, then we need to describe who is us. It's almost like when, Malcolm X used to say, the most segregated hour in America on Sunday is 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Because you have people praying to two different gods. You know, it's like, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? You know, because the breakdown was what? 10 white jurors, two black jurors. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. There's not, they're like, I can't get around that. It is what it is, you know. But you're telling me you saw that. You saw that. And you saw who the aggressor is. And then you gave the aggressor the benefit of the doubt. Well, if that's the case, well, then if it was flipped around, do you give the aggressor the benefit of the doubt if Philando Castile did that to a cop? Of course not.
Or if there was anyone else in that car who wasn't a black man with a black woman and a black child, they don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah,
exactly. So give me a break. And this is why, you know, when people say things like, you know, like all lives matter and things of that nature. Like, you know what?
This is why black lives don't matter. And this is why every NFL player needs to be sitting down, taking a knee with Colin Kaepernick.
No, you see, well, Colin Kaepernick's a different situation. He's being, that's a blackballing. He's being blackballed.
And they all need to leave because where would the NFL be or any of these sports teams be without a black player?
Well,
it would be hockey, which I don't watch, but I'm sure it's very popular.
Well, it would be hockey.
It is popular. Wait,
it would be hockey, and they would allow them to fight a little bit more and everything.
Yes.
Right, we'll see. I'm on Facebook Live, and Voodoo is saying they pick jurors they know who are going to get them the verdict that they want. And from the articles I've read, appears that jurors were pigeonholed with the laws of the state that protect the police, which is true. Because the thing is, in Florida. Oh God, I don't want to start with Florida, but you know, but with the whole with the Zimmerman case and everything like that, they pigeonholed that jury into just one part of the law when they didn't necessarily put the whole stand your ground part of the law. They didn't apply stand your ground to who passed away.
Trayvon Martin.
Because he was standing his ground against like somebody who just came up against him. You know what I'm saying? Who George Zimmerman left his house.
Well, even if you're pigeonholed with the law, it's like, I don't care. If I know something's wrong and I saw that video, I don't care what the law says. I'm going to be the difficult juror, and this thing will never, we will never agree. I don't know. They have to start all over. They have to throw the case. I don't know.
Well, this is the thing.
I will never concede to that law.
But that's the thing with jurors. I have somebody else plug in. Let's see. Blair is plugging in on my Facebook Live, and she's saying, I think the jurors are being strong-armed. I can't understand how 12 people of sound mind can make decisions unless they're being threatened. And to a point, yes. Because, like, I'm guessing, I served on a couple of juries. I served on two juries. Like, I was shocked.
You got all that time on your
hand? I know. It's all this time on my hand. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to save the world.
But that's right. You should do that as your civic duty.
I've been to jury duty three times, served on two juries. And, you know, they ask you, like, you know, could you, like, regardless of, you know, the plaintiff or the defendant's background or who they are, like, could you just listen to the facts of the case and just make a decision on that? And thing is, you really need to be honest. Because thing is, as much as people do not want to serve jury duty, because thing is, one, like, you're missing your day of work. Two, like, you don't know how long this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to serve up the fact that, hey, you need there's a level of empathy when you do jury duty. I need to say to myself, like, if that were me, I need some people who can open their eyes and see this from my point of view. Especially if I'm a plaintiff, you know what I'm saying?
or even if I'm just or if I'm a defendant, mm-hmm. like I need people to see this from what I'm talking about. And thing is, I think what Blair said, like I think so, a lot of people out there are just like they feel the outside pressure. They do. And thing is, they succumb to it because you can't tell me when you see video evidence like that, because if video evidence like that would throw most black men into jail. Now, most video evidence like that are keeping most black men in the grave.
They're not getting any justice.
And don't tell me like, oh, well, the city paid them $3 million. Like $3 million for what?
I read a story today about a police canine dog getting killed. And I think someone had to
45 years. He got
45 years.
He got 45 years in jail.
Was like the dog's life was worth like 2 point something million. So
yeah,
$3 million. Kiss my ass with that.
And that's right.
I hope Philando Castile's mother keeps going on her tirade.
Oh yeah. Oh, shout out to Philando Castile's mother. She's invited to all the cookouts. Mm-hmm. Every cookout. I don't like. I'm not going to say she makes bad. Potato salad, but I'm sure whatever potato salad tastes like. She's invited to every cookout. Know this. Anyway, we got a caller online. What's up, caller?
Can you turn my headphones down?
Hello.
Oh, hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Oh, sure. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello. All right, caller. You're not on the air anymore. Anyway,
call back if you're on the line. Sorry, we missed you. Anyway, Facebook Live, you've been fun, but now I've got to get off because these are the rules now. So anyway, but if you'd like to listen to the rest of the conversation, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. All right, talk to you later. Boom. So moving forward, you need the headphones turned up?
Turn down. Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
You good? All right. So yeah. So Philando. So with all that stuff with Philando Castile, I was so thrown that it gets to a point now I don't even go on social media because I'm like, it's too depressing. It's so depressing sometimes, and I'm like somewhere between listening to this moron, 45 Savage.
I stopped listening to 45 Savage. 45 Savage. He's always talking.
45 like listening to 45 Savage. You know what I'm saying? Turn his lies into truth. And then you have people who are showing the truth, and through video of cops killing people, and
getting acquitted.
And people are getting acquitted as if like that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's open season. It's been open season on black men. It's still open season on y'all. And black women, we're not too far behind because we are also getting murked out here.
I mean,
we need to do better.
And the thing is, I don't want to
incite anything, so I won't say any more than that.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's a struggle. I think on both sides, I think a couple people said they're good cops, but I hope those good cops would point out bad cops and get them the hell out of there. That's why I'm wondering how
good you are, because I wouldn't want anyone tarnishing my whole career that I didn't work so hard for.
Right.
And I can't lie, I've met decent cops, so I'm not going to, but y'all gotta speak up because you're looking bad out here.
Oh, absolutely.
The way you have one black person represent the whole race, y'all got a whole bunch of bad apples.
Y'all got a bunch, and it's not one place, it's everywhere. And I was like, after Ferguson, when the Department of Justice looks in and they said, they were ticketing people, like nickel and diming folks, and using that money to pretty much raise money, for the city of Ferguson, as if it was a revenue making machine and everything. And I was like, "Are you saying?" And thing is, because in my mind, I'm thinking like, "Okay, you have to ticket people," but in the sense of like, "Oh, if somebody's out there, going 70 or 80 something like that in a 65," I'm like, "Okay, you got them, whatever." But it was systemic. It was to a point where like people just knew like, okay.
And they know those people can't pay for it.
And they can't pay for it.
So then what they do to put them in jail.
They put them in jail, you know what I'm saying? People are getting caught up in the system because they can't provide bail and everything like that. And we're talking about good tax-paying people, you know what I'm saying?
And why do we pay taxes as black people? We're paying for all this. See, we're paying for people to brutalize us.
See, you're going to the edge now.
I'm just saying.
I can see. I see where you're going with this.
You need to
calm down. You don't. You like these street lights, yeah? These street lights are paid by taxes. You need to calm down, my friend.
I don't need no stinking street lights. You need to calm down, my friend.
You go too much. In the words of the old Haitian man at the store, you are too much, my friend. You need to stop it, okay?
I don't need no.
You play with my man. You need to stop it, okay? Okay? This thing is wrong. It's not white. It's not white. It's
all white.
It is not white. So, but whatever, whatever. I saw that that Philando Castile's family, they settled with the city with $3 million, and I was like, you know what? I get it.
They should give her the whole damn city.
They should, like, because I never in my life, I was just like, no. Like, because once I saw that body cam video, I was like, and there you go.
And where are the black politicians talking about this? You know what? Obama, bring your ass out of hiding, out of the tropics. And come out and say something because these people are influential. Like,
well, this is that's true too.
Say
but
something, do something. I see something, I'm saying something.
Well, here's the thing.
And I don't have any political power, so the people with power need to say something because they're seeing something.
Everybody can't be out. You can't here's the thing. You can't swat at all the flies.
This is a big fly. This is not this a fly. This is but a
here's
giant
the truth. Here's, but here's horse the fly. Here's the sad truth about this though, and I don't mean to make the equivalence of like black man's life as a fly. But guess what? Sadly, and I hate saying this, this is going to continue. And you know this.
It's going to continue because
and thing is we are in the summer now, and thing is I'm not like and sadly I don't know where it's gonna happen next, but you know this
but why are we
this
all
happening.
Right with it?
And I'm not
we're
all
getting, and we're getting more the thing is it's numbing us to the point where we don't even want to see anymore, so it's going to keep happening, and we don't care because
no. It's not that we're numbing to it. It's just more so like we know. Like here's the thing: the fact that we know that chances are like, oh, there are cops out here gunning for us, and it's happening. Like I look at it like the next. I pray the next time that it happens, sadly. That like you know that justice will prevail. It's one of these things. It's so sad. It's like it's almost like I'm for all the butterflies I don't catch. I'm waiting for the one.
Yeah, but that's not worth the ones that it's, we didn't catch.
You know what? But here's the thing. Justice is justice. It's like that with the Tim Scott case in South Carolina where he claimed like, oh, he was rushing to me, and then the video showed like he was running away from you the whole time, and then they fired him, and then his guy went to jail. I was like, yeah, exactly.
Well, he still gets to live to tell his story.
Sadly, and I hope he lives in jail. You know what I'm saying? And I hope he makes a whole lot of friends. Hope he makes a whole lot of friends in jail. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I'm just saying
whatever,
we need
whatever.
A real life Black Panther. That's all I'm going to say about it.
you are hilarious. You are hilarious. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Anyway, moving forward. Let's see. I'm going to play a little stylistics. Take a little edge off of this, and we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you live here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You keep it locked.
If I could, I'd like to be a great big movie star. Overnight sensation. Travel big, expensive.
Hey, we're live and we're back on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. About to wrap up the show. That was the Stylistics, Stone in Love with You. Boom. Shout out to my sister, Clara Benice. Her birthday just came and went. Oh, happy birthday. Oh. Yeah. So, boom. So that was dedicated to you. Anyway, so last topic of the day. You were just talking about a couple of TV shows, and this, you put this in my head. How are people watching TV nowadays? Because the thing is, I no longer have cable. I bought one of these like $25. What's the name?
Roku.
Not a Roku. Long story short, bought a stick on Amazon. Somebody stole my stick. Yeah, those bastards. You know what I'm saying? Someone stole my stick. Pause. Someone stole my stick. I do not appreciate this.
They stole out your house?
They put it. Here's the thing. So it was supposed to come by UPS. They put it to the door. Somebody in the building must have got it. They got me for my stick. I went to Amazon. They were like, okay, we'll refund you, and if you want to buy it again, you'll buy it again and everything like that. I was like, no, but I wanted that one and everything and whatever.
Look, another one.
Whatever. That's not the point.
They should have stole your shit.
The point is they stole my shit. It's gone now. It is what it is.
Shout out to the doorman.
Yeah, shout out to no doorman. Anyway, so it got me thinking. Like, I have no cable. So I have no cable. But, I keep up with everything because, I'll go on, some random, third-party site, couchdinner.com, whatever. And, and I'll just, watch stuff, because I hate commercials now. Yeah. As I grow older, I'm like, no commercials. And, I'm older and I'm tech savvy. Unlike my dad who watches commercials and he'll just watch a commercial. And I'm like, you can just flick to the next channel to watch the game, father. But that's another story.
You've been doing good things with commercials. Have you seen that Burger King Cheetos Return of the Mac video?
Yeah, I saw that Return of the Mac commercial.
Amazing.
And I was like, man. It's like, don't tell me black people ain't got no jobs. Because I'm sure that pitch meeting was like, no, I got this. I got this. Because someone at that pitch meeting was like, no, I got this.
Yeah,
I got this.
So, I was like, Burger King got a fly brother up at that.
Somebody was like, no, maybe we should put some Joni Mitchell. He's like, no, fuck that. I got this. And then return out the Mac. Oh my God, why you know that I was gone? Someone put Return of the Mac on a Burger King commercial, and I was like, yeah, black people have jobs. We're gonna be all right. It was a great commercial. They did their thing. I ain't gonna hate them for it.
I actually haven't had a television in about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I kept thinking I was gonna get one, but yeah, you're right. There's too many apps,
there's so many apps.
Some loser ex of mine. The only contribution he made to my life this app called Showbox, which has all the movies and all the TV.
There you go.
Shows.
He's not that much of a loser. Stop crying. All right. Get over yourself.
I'm over him.
Build a bridge. Get over yourself. There you go. Boom.
Just
there you go.
That app never crashes.
There you go. Front upside down. There you go. Who's bigger and better? You are. Don't be bitter. Be better. There you go. Anyway. But yeah, my thing is, the only thing I really need, I need somebody to hook up some internet for me, because I do not have the
You don't have internet?
No. I do not have the internet.
Matrix.
Yeah, what? I know. I'm kind of hopping off of people's Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? I live that hood life right now. It's a damn shame. I know. Applaud me. It's
like
okay.
Wi-Fi everywhere.
I know. There's Wi-Fi everywhere, and that's how I get my Wi-Fi. There you go. We ain't gonna talk about that. Okay, we're gonna talk about that, but we're gonna talk about that. That's all I'm saying about that. But no, is everybody getting their cable TV the same damn way? Because a friend of mine, he doesn't have cable, but his parents have cable, and what he does is he gets their password,
and
then he logs in their password because he has a Fire Stick, he has a Chrome. And then he plugs that in, he has that in his TV, and he does the same thing like me. He's got an antenna, and then voila. And I was like,
antenna.
Yeah. So because he's got to get local news because he doesn't get News 12 and all that stuff and everything. Okay. But whatever.
Well.
Anyway, so let's wrap up today's show. What did we learn today?
We learned that the Migos wear fancy blouses and maybe trouser connectors because when they start beef. their blouses don't come out of their pants.
Their blouses did not come out of their pants.
Thank you, Voodoo, for
Thank you. Teacher. Shout out to Voodoo for being keeping your eye on the storm right there. You know what I'm saying? We almost didn't see that and everything. So but thank you, Voodoo, for letting us know that. We know that it's gonna be a long summer, so you know what I'm saying, keep your keep all that storage off your phone and keep your cameras ready just in case anything goes down in these streets.
Sun's out, so are cops' guns.
There you go. But at the same time, we can rise and live up and just be ourselves and have a good ass time because these cookouts are happening. So shout outs to us all. And if you see Clarence Thomas at your door, do not let him in at the cookout. No, motherfucker. Anyway, anything you want to shout out?
Shout out to Remick for letting me join him on the show today.
There you go, buttering people up. Shout out to Bladia. She's amazing. Anyway, if you're on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, stand by next for Ear Hammer with Ramel. Like, boom. With some soulful listings and everything like that. I'm going to play you out with the greatest song ever.
The greatest party closer ever.
The greatest party closer ever for every college. Doesn't matter wherever you went.
Shout out to Hampton University.
Anyway, we'll talk to you later.